This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you so know it, and so do I, that even on a marvelous Whip 'em Out Wednesday, it does not matter who the host is. Anyways, today's Wednesday, March the 5th of 2025, day 64th of the year, and only 301 days left to go. Yeah, the countdown to extinction has started. Anyways, we are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Yep, hanging around the world from London to the Bay. Yeah, that's kind of how it goes. So a lot of stuff going on, in, at least over the last 24 hours. Hopefully everything has been fantastic.
In your world.
Because that's important. It's important on the things that's going on. So let's talk real quick about what the hell's going on inside here. What we talk about is safety, and we talk about the news, and we talk about news and safety, which becomes a whole cluster. That's during hour number one. During hour two and three, which there is no video, and we go to a separate network by itself. As we are doing that, we talk about the world of music and entertainment. Now, there is a way for you to interact with the show if you're so interested in doing so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and that will change everything. Because once you get there, video, audio, and text messaging are the options that are readily available. You'll come to the realization right away that if you post anything on the social media networks, I pay no attention whatsoever into it in real time. Now, sometimes post-event I do, but if you do the call-in radio aspect, it gets to me pretty quick. I normally see a little pop-up on the screen that lets me know what's going on, and then I can see your comments. So there you go. That's some options for you real quick. So we'll bring in some people later on to talk about what the hell's going on inside of the world of news. They come from Feature Story News. That's normally how the hangout starts. So there you go, that info. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look around on what was going on, notable and noteworthy, TikTok is staffing up despite another looming shutdown or sale deadline. Also, Carla Sophia Gascon gets the last laugh, and Armie Hammer shares intimate details. Isn't that what got him in trouble in the first place? I mean, well, maybe it wasn't him that was sharing it. Maybe it was somebody else. Also, Oscar viewership drops and Michelle Thatchenberg screenplay could still come to life. We'll talk about details in that inside of the casting call. And also the first look at Meghan Markle's new show. We'll talk about that as we get into the Royals. Yep, that's what we got. That's what I got going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready. I will bring in my friends from Feature Story News, and they will tell you about what's going on inside of the world. Wasn't there like a State of a Union address last night or something? I mean, something happened, right? I mean, there was some big speech. Okay, I'm joking as I say that. I know that's what was going on. So there was a joint staff, or is a joint committee, or a joint something in regards to what was going on last night. I will tell you. I have watched diddly squat on it. I didn't stay up late to watch it or anything. The reason behind it is because I wanted to have it fresh and so clean when I came in here this morning so as to hang out and talk about it. So let's do this. Let's get into the news and see where we're going to go today in this lovely land of ours.
Here is the news on the Rating R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has struck a conciliatory tone on the topic of Ukraine in an address to Congress. He said both Kyiv and Moscow are ready to negotiate peace. It comes after last week's Oval Office argument with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump doubled down on tariffs and celebrated money cut from international aid programs. Nick Harper reports from FSN Washington.
Donald Trump laid out his accomplishments of the last 6 weeks, a whirlwind time in office when he has overturned much of the agenda of his predecessor, Joe Biden. He championed money saved and jobs cut as part of his Department of Government Efficiency's cost-cutting. He doubled down on tariffs, warning that reciprocal tariffs would start on April the 2nd. But he struck a more conciliatory tone about Ukraine, saying he'd received a letter from President Volodymyr Zelensky saying the Ukrainian leader was ready to come to the negotiating table and had received strong signals that Moscow was ready for peace.
China's set an economic growth target for this year of around 5%, and it's vowing to make domestic demand a key economic driver amid an escalating trade war with the United States. Its leaders unveiled the plan as thousands of delegates attend the National People's Congress, which passes decisions already made behind closed doors. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
At the opening of the annual Communist Party conclave, Premier Li Qiang said China would make domestic demand the main engine of its economic growth. China has relied on exports to support its slowing economy, which are now under threat by the latest US tariffs.
Florida says a criminal investigation has been launched into the British-American Tate brothers. The influencers flew to the US last week from Romania, where they had faced rape and trafficking charges they denied. A consortium of US investors has agreed to buy majority stakes in two ports on the Panama Canal from a Hong Kong-based company for nearly $20 billion. It comes after claims by the Trump administration that Chinese influence over the waterway posed a security risk. Ira Spitzer reports.
The $19 billion deal will transfer control of the ports from CK Hutchison, a Hong Kong conglomerate, to the U.S. investment firm BlackRock and its partners. The ports sit at either end of the strategic waterway, which connects the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans in the Central American country. U.S. President Trump has repeatedly suggested, without evidence, that China is using the ports to influence canal operations. Washington handed over control of the canal to Panama in 2000, but President Trump has criticized that decision and the fees that Panama charges shipping companies. The deal, which BlackRock has already discussed with the Trump administration and Congress, is likely to ease those fears about China's presence along the canal.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the view from Canada of President Donald Trump's trade war. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau responded to the imposition of US tariffs with fury, called the American president's policies dumb, chided him for waging economic war on America's northern neighbour while he cozies up to the Russian dictator Vladimir Putin, and announced retaliatory tariffs of 25% on a broad range of American goods. Ralph Goodale is Canada's High Commissioner to Britain.
This is a ruthless attack. It's not only appallingly dishonorable, as Mr. Trudeau pointed out, it is incredibly dumb. And the Wall Street Journal has now said that twice in their editorials. And so have a great many U.S. senators and congressmen. But Canadians will stand their ground and fight back as we have to. And we do so knowing that this is the action of a particular U.S. government. It is not the overwhelming will of the American people.
Meanwhile, anti-American sentiment in Canada is fueling a revival in fortunes for Prime Minister Trudeau's Liberal Party. They are gaining ground on the Conservatives in the country's upcoming election after just a few weeks ago being widely written off. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, in an address to Congress, Donald Trump says Kiev and Moscow are ready to negotiate peace. China's set an economic growth target for this year of around 5% amid an escalating trade war with the US. Florida says a criminal investigation has been launched into the British-American Tate brothers, and a consortium of US investors has agreed to buy majority stakes in two ports on the Panama Canal from a Hong Kong-based company. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Show and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out, and your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Prepare yourself.
We are now being distributed on iHeartRadio. Listen on iHeartRadio app. Radio big.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Yes, thank you for everything that has been sent over so far. Much appreciated, no doubt about that. Anyway, so let's talk. Some stuff going on, of course, as you heard, in regards of what's going on inside of the world of the news. So let's get into some other news stuff as we are going as well. Okay, following the implementation of new and expanded tariffs aimed at Mexico, Canada, China, here are some initial fallouts and reactions. Governor of Canada, Justin Trudeau, said President Trump is misguided using tariffs to force our northern neighbors more aggressively stop the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. Trudeau added that he believes that Trump's strategy is to weaken Canada's economy to make it easier to annex. Also, the head of the Ontario province says that he is adding tariffs to electricity as it exports to northern states, including New York and Minnesota. Also, President of Mexico said that the flow of fentanyl has decreased by 50% into the U.S. between December and January, and that she expects to speak with the Trump over the phone tomorrow. Amid threats, Trump posted that he will increase tariffs by whatever amount Canada increases theirs. One viral video shows a staff at the state-owned liquor store in Ontario boxing up and putting away bottles of Jack Daniels, a very silly form of protest since the bottles were already purchased. Just some stuff to think about. I don't know. It gets weird. I mean, I don't know what to think anymore. I mean, it's not like I really knew what to think in the first place, but I mean, I don't know what to think anymore in regards to some of the stuff that's going on. I look at it from the standpoint of what's going to happen next. So listen to this one, because this one was pretty interesting. An apparent coordinated arson attack left seven. Should I bring up a picture of a girl that has a seven tattooed on her? Okay, anyways. Seven coordinated arson attacks left seven Tesla charging stations in flames overnight on Monday. Police are investigating the attacks as a political statement against Elon Musk. No injuries were reported, and officials have not announced any potential suspects. The incident follows the arrest last week of a Colorado man who was arrested for trying to burn down a Tesla dealership. This is according to NBC News. Yeah, NBC News is reporting this. I mean, I don't get it. Like, I don't know what that's going to accomplish. But I'm just so confused by some of it. But it doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever in regards to doing this. If anything, so you have people that are driving Teslas, and I mean, those are those people, that will not be able to charge their car because you burnt the charging point where they would normally charge their car. What did you accomplish by that? Inconvenience more people? I mean, we are talking about seven chargers, right? I mean, not saying going after a bigger thing makes more sense. I'm just saying it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Just saying.
Safety never sounded so terrible. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, and some other stuff. Justin Bieber added a collage of photos to Instagram of himself sitting on an e-bike holding out a glass bong, sparking further concerns for his health and current life choices. Comments were mixed, some questioning his use of drugs to others defending his choice, saying that at least it's not crack, because, you know, crack is whack. Crack is whack, so there you go. Also, concerns for Bieber well-being has been a topic as of late, though his reps have continued to shut down the harmful allegation rumors. So there you go. Also, Diana Ross has no plans to retire anytime soon, according to what she said. The 80-year-old singer told the audience that her plans to keep performing during her two sold-out shows at King's Theater in New York City over the weekend. Ross, who is currently on tour, turns 81 on March the 26th. What a day there, huh? March the 26th, huh? Okay. This is according to People Magazine. Also, Oscar viewership was down by 7% from last year's show. Across ABC and Hulu, around 18.7 million tuned in and dropped from 2024's four-year high of 19.5 million. Part of the decline could be blamed on multiple technical glitches that Hulu viewers experienced throughout the night, including many not being able to log in to start the show. Also, the length of the show was 3 hours and 47 minutes. Could have turned some off. Really? 3 hours and 47 minutes? What do you... I look at it this way. There's PLEs, premium live events, yes, pay-per-views to others, that you start getting to that 2.5 hour mark, you're kind of like, I don't know what I'm going to do here. So 3 hours and 47 minutes sounds extremely long, just saying. So think about that for a moment. Okay, so alleged killer Luigi Mangione reportedly appeared in more than 20 sex tapes before allegedly carrying out the killing of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. An unnamed source tells gossip blog Radar Online they have personally seen one of the videos, which was more than propping up a phone on a nightstand to film the encounters. The source say that it wasn't just grainy late night mistake. It was perfect lighting and everything. The source adds that Mangione was gratified by being watched and that the women who appeared with him in other videos are afraid of coming forward for fear made part of the trial. This is according to Radar Online. Over 20 videos? Interesting. I mean, interesting. I don't know what to say. I just really don't.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
I guess it's one of those days where I'm just not going to know what to say, period. So there... There you go. Okay, what else? TikTok is hiring in the United States, suggesting that the app doesn't plan to go anywhere as the Trump administration's new deadline to either sell it off or shut it down looms yet again. In particular, job posting for roles in Seattle, Los Angeles, and New York City are part of the strategy to expand the app's local services. Under a similar pilot program, Southeast Asia last year, the app works on brick-and-mortar businesses to provide coupon and vouchers for their customers that can only be claimed through the app. Other job listings, including lifestyle creators to create videos that further market the local services opportunities. This is according to Axios. Worth remembering, by law, it's still illegal for TikTok to operate in the U.S. The administration has chosen not to enforce it. An unnecessary slippery slope of its own making. I mean, didn't this start back in Trump's first term where he was saying that it needs to go, and then it was kind of towards the end enforced towards Biden's administration, and then now we're back to, we're not doing anything, now we're probably going to do something. I don't know. I guess that's why those phones were selling for so much that had TikTok on it. Are you a TikTok user? Me personally, I am not. And I know some people say that you should be, but that's just, it's just not for me. It's kind of like I was talking about yesterday. I'm just one of those old people that watch TikTok videos on Reels or on Instagram, you know, a week or two later after they came out. This is kind of what I do. I guess this is the way that I look at it. Currently 24 minutes past the top of the hour. Take a listen to this. Brits dressed in costumes took part of an annual Pancake Day yesterday in honor of Shrove Tuesday. Hundreds gathered in the Guildhall Yard in London to cheer the participants who ran around the square while tossing pancakes in frying pans. At least they weren't tossing frying pans. That's important. The annual event, which takes place the day before Lent, is marked by cooking pancakes in a nod to the customs of using the eggs and butter before the 40-day period of prayers, fasting, and repentance. The winners receive a trophy and a new frying pan. This is according to AP. So a new frying pan, you get that. Okay, that's different. I mean, it's something different for sure. As we are talking. Okay, so are you ready? Are you ready for the swamp? Because we have to do it. It's just we're in that climate that it has to be talked about. The first, in his first address to the joint sessions of Congress in the second term, President Trump spiked the football on some early victories and drew a roadmap for the next few years. Democrat Rep. Al Green was booted by the sergeant at arms just moments into the speech after Trump called his election victory last November a mandate. Green stood up and waved around a cane and shouted back that there is no mandate. Eventually, the speaker, Mike Johnson, ordered him to be removed. Also, the resistance were out in full force holding signs like Elon Steals and Save Medicare. Where most of the presidents talk about the things in government should be doing, Trump talked about doing less and getting out of the way of our American taxpayers and businesses that should conduct commerce here. Trump exposed the Democratic Party for being nothing more than a endless resistance operations internally aggrieved the perpetual oppressed, willing to destroy itself before acknowledging a win for the country. Trump also flexed a significant muscle on foreign policy, doubling down on efforts to deport illegal aliens. And it was in line of the night. It was the line of the night. Trump said the media and our friends in the Democratic Party kept saying that we needed new legislation. We just have legislation to secure the borders. But it turned out that all we needed was a new president. That's what he said. So it gets interesting as we are talking. So there you go. Some info there. Let's pull some X stuff up. Because, you know, who doesn't want to do some X-y stuff in regards to pulling up some information here? So let's do this. Let's see. Not that. Let's do this. Okay. Let's publish that. If you're on the video streamer, you'll see this. If you're not, you're just going to hear this, is really what it's going to boil down to. So let's go.
The media and our friends in the Democrat Party kept saying we needed new legislation. We must have legislation to secure the border. But it turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
So there you go. That's what was said last night. Like I said, I did not watch any of this. So I'm giving you the information as I'm seeing it in real time here. Well, not real time, I guess delayed time in regards of what's being presented to me. So there you go. Also, Trump deputized a 13-year-old cancer survivor who has dreamed of joining law enforcement someday as a Secret Service agent. The director of the agency personally presented the award. Democrats remained seated, and most didn't even applaud during that in portion of what was going on. So there you go. So I don't know. Some interesting stuff, no doubt about that. What else did we see? Okay, so the Dow lost about 670 points yesterday to close at 42,590 on Tuesday. The S&P lost 71 points to close at 5,778. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to close at 18,285. West Texas Intermediate closed at $68 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $71 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.09 on Tuesday. Bitcoin gained after Monday's tumble, trading just around $87,000. And tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $295 million jackpot or $139 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so with love. So there you go. Okay, so with that being said, let's talk some more about some other things. Millie Bobby Brown wants the world to know that she is not the same little girl who played the big breakout star 11 years ago starring in Stranger Things. I grew up in front of the world, and some reason people can't seem to grow with me, she stated on a Instagram video reacting to multiple outlets who commented on her appearance during a recent press tour. Brown also called out four headlines focusing on her look, saying that the stories are not journalism, they're just bullying. Let's do better, not just for me, but for every young girl. who deserves to grow up without the fear of being torn apart for simply existing, she concluded in the video. And then you can find that at Millie Bobby Brown on Instagram. I have to tell you, I watched the whole video. And some of the headlines of what people were saying was, I was like, holy shit, dude. She's a young lady. It's just one of those things. It's like, what do you expect? She's not going to look like she did it when she was, you know, got into Stranger Things many, 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 many moons ago. So there you go. Okay, also take a listen to this. Carla Sofia Gascon is getting the last laugh after being called out during Sunday's Oscars. During his opening monologue, host Conan O'Brien brought up the social media controversy surrounding the Best Actress nominee, joking, Carla, you are going to tweet about the Oscars. Remember, my name is Jimmy Kimmel. In a follow-up post on Instagram, Gascon referenced O'Brien's joke, writing in part, Jimmy Kimmel, he is fantastic. Every day he looks more like the great Conan O'Brien. So there you go. That's kind of funny, I guess. Okay, one more. Actor Armie Hammer detailed in one-time explosion with a male sexual partner on his podcast. What? Yeah, Armie Hammer time. During the mental health coach Danny Droz, Hammer revealed that he used Grindr and an LGBTQ dating app to find men to hook up with after meeting an interested party. Hammer said that things started getting hot and heavy, but that he couldn't get into it. It did physically absolutely nothing. Like, I didn't hold on. Let's try this again. It did physically absolutely nothing. Like, didn't like not even a twitch, he explained. Reaction to his honesty were mixed, though after admitting to having cannibalistic tendencies with sexual partners, is this getting this kind of thing freaky, really shocking to anyone? I mean, I don't know. It's weird. They talk about a lot of interesting stuff, or at least this dude does. So I don't know. Why don't we do this? Let's get into our main story, because I think that's going to be important. Sexual encounters this dude's talking about. Who knows? Who knows anymore?
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, Rated R Safety Show. Main story time, 32 minutes past the top of the hour. It is lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Word life for you, just in case if you're kind of hanging out and looking around. Yeah, John Cena's heel now. We'll leave that for a different topic at a different time. But let's talk real quick about some of the things that happen inside of organizations. And I am going to go slow because I don't want to jump over some of this information. How do you come to the conclusion that you are good at X? And when I talk about X, I'm talking about multiple things. You can say, okay, I'm a great audio producer. I'm a great video producer. I am great at talking about safety. I am great at doing this. I'm a great investment banker. I'm great at doing whatever. Insert X here. So how do you determine that? For some reason, we live in this alternate reality where there is this belief that you have to have a certificate of completion, a certificate that says you have done X, a certificate of X, Y, and Z for you to be known as, we'll call it a subject matter expert, but we'll use that term lightly. And I say this because yesterday I had the great opportunity of being on a call with a group of people. And they're talking about human and organizational performance. It's a good call. 30 some odd people on this call. A lot of interactions within this group. And one person jumps out and says, how do I show that I am able to teach this information? And of course, somebody jumps out and said, well, you probably need to be certified in this. Now, as far as I'm aware, I don't know what certifications mean sometimes. I mean, I understand what a diploma means. I understand what a doctorate means. I understand that. But I don't understand what a completion thing is, because it doesn't mean you obtained the information. You didn't prove anything. It just means you completed it. I should have some completion certificates all the time for finishing TV shows. That's a joke, because I really don't watch that much TV. But I look at it and go, we are under this weird belief that this is how these things work. You know how to be able to teach something, but only if you go around and have a certificate, which is not really the truth. And then there was another person that said, well, I have people that when they're teaching it, they only focus on the tools. Meaning the tools that are used in human and organizational performance. That they have brought in subject matter experts and they only talk about the tools. Now, keep in mind that there are different organizations out there and they have had full-blown programs inside of their organizations that have focused solely on what they do, which is tools. So some people need that. Some people want certificates, which they need that. But there was one lady on that call that said something that I was like, this woman might be a genius. She said, how to know that you are ready to teach this is by the following. You can go 7 layers deep in any question that is asked to you. Now, I sat there for a moment and was taking a listen to what she said, and I was like, that might be one of the smartest things I've ever heard. Because that will truly tell you that you are a subject matter expert in something. Now, does that mean that is the only time you can teach something? Absolutely not. But if you really want to say, hey, I am there, you should be able to answer any question 7 layers deep. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's what we should look at. 7 layers deep will get you to where you need to go. Think about that today. The people that know stuff that you look at, that you deem subject matter experts in whatever, is their knowledge based 7 layers deep? That is what we need to think about today as we're hanging out here. Seriously.
Oops, what did he just say? Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
We'll be right back.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. And we are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Still coming across Safety FM and Radio Big. Yeah, this right here that you're taking a listen to, this is After Our Eyes by The Wanderers. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Might want to give that a little streamer-emer action, because it does not hurt. Always a good time as we get to hang out. Doing our stuff, no doubt about that. Yeah, we'll put it all in a letter, no doubt. Okay, thank you to The Wanderer for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that, as we are doing our thing. Anyways, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Trite Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at Trite Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get to that section, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support. To find out more information, TWLOHA.com. Like I said, it's one of those things that when you see it, it can change your life. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it could be information that you need later on, or maybe information that you can help others with. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Okay, so let's continue talking real quick about some other things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Baby name experts say that there is a recent trend that, well, it's backwards. They are seeing an increase in first names given to newborns that are commonly thought of as surnames. And really, it's not a new thing at all. Numerology, yeah, founder Laura Watchingberg points out that there are surnames that have become so well established as first names that we no longer think of them as surnames at all, such as Milton or Irving, which date back over 100 years, or Glenn or Stewart or Curtis and Wayne. More recently, Courtney Taylor and Kelsey have been big first names as well. She points out that today some last names are starting to become common, given their names include Cash, Davis, Everly, Quinn, and Wells. And she predicts that we may see some other last names become first names, such as Kingsley, Beck, Sterling. Other gently last names are good candidates to become first names are Montgomery, Shepherd, and Jennings, and one-syllable names such as Locke, Holt, and Penn. Want more? Collins, Brooks, and Hayes might as well become popular first names, as could Harlow, Winslow, Lennox, and Knox. By 2050, I think every classroom will sound like a membership list at an exclusive country club. Still no Zuckerberg, huh? I mean, I'm just asking because I want to have a better understanding here of what it is, no doubt about that. Let's talk about, did you know, according to a study, humans have 27 distinct emotional states. Researchers at the University of California, Berkeley, had 853 men and women watch short video clips meant to evoke range of reactions, hoping to measure the true spectrum of human emotions. Nearly all participants reacted in similar manners to any given video. And the researchers were able to use this data to determine what humans have 27 distinct categories of emotions. Previous research had only identified 6 significant emotional states. 6. My wife has that many before she gets up in the morning. I don't know if that's true. It sounded like something to say at the time. Okay, so that's it. Let's do this real quick. Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Matt. Simon Sinek said, "When we try to please everyone, we end up pleasing no one, least of all ourselves." Excellent quote. Here's another. Greatness happens when the person with the wild imagination collaborates with the person who knows how to get things done. I love that. Okay, one more. The goal is not to be perfect by the end. The goal is to be better today. All excellent quotes. Matt sent me a bunch of Simon Sinek quotes, and I'm going to make my way through them over the next few weeks. But today we learned we can't please everyone. We're better off partnering with people. And the goal is not perfection, just a better today. Nice.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. If all we knew about God was Psalm 23:1, "The Lord is my shepherd," then we would conclude that God is the shepherd. True enough, but it's incomplete. He is a shepherd, but he is so much more. If the parable of the prodigal son was the only revelation we had of God, we would conclude that he is a heartbroken father, pining over his wayward son. True enough. But that's not the whole picture either. To see God as he really is, we must consider everything the scriptures reveal about him. John 5:39 says, "These are the very scriptures that testify about me." Lord, help us to live in the Word so that we might know you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radio Safety Show.
Iran's parliament has impeached Finance Minister Abdel Nasser Hemeti amid a sharp decline in the national currency, the rial, and allegations of economic mismanagement, Joseph Eckerson reports.
The rial has plummeted from 584,000 to 930,000 to the dollar since President Masoud Pezeshkian took office, driven by international sanctions and public fears leading to foreign currency conversion. Hemeti had managed a 10% inflation reduction during his tenure, but acknowledged that inflation remains a significant issue, standing at 35%.
European leaders convened in London to discuss the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, emphasizing the need for Europe to take responsibility for its defense.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced a new agreement allowing Ukraine to utilize $2 billion of UK export finance to acquire over 5,000 air defense missiles. This move underscores Europe's commitment to supporting Ukraine against Russian aggression. The summit also highlighted the importance of continued military aid. Benjamin Wright reporting.
A tragic highway collision near Tonopah, Arizona, involving multiple tractor trailers and cars, resulted in four fatalities and left two individuals in critical condition. Lawrence Keller with the latest.
The crash led to seven vehicles catching fire, causing billowing smoke and necessitating hours-long road closures. Authorities are investigating whether poor visibility due to blowing dust contributed to the initial accident, which then triggered subsequent crashes. Six additional people sustained injuries, with five being treated and released from hospitals.
Demonstrators gathered outside Tesla stores across the United States to protest against CEO Elon Musk's advocacy for federal spending cuts under President Donald Trump's administration.
These protests are part of a broader backlash against Musk's influence in Washington as he pushes for government efficiency reforms through the Department of Government Efficiency. Protesters aim to impact Tesla economically and encourage divestment in response to Musk's controversial actions. Kyle Norris reporting.
The Trump administration is considering excluding government spending from gross domestic product reports, a move that could obscure the impact of spending cuts proposed by the Department of Government Efficiency.
Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick suggested that separating government expenditure from GDP calculations would enhance transparency. Historically, government spending has been included in GDP due to its influence on economic growth. Critics argue that this change could complicate assessments of the nation's economic health.
Miami Beach Mayor Stephen Miner has reaffirmed the city's stance defense against welcoming back spring breakers, citing the success of last year's restrictions, which led to zero fatalities and improved public safety. Jim Kender reports,
enhanced security measures for March include curfews, bag searches, early beach closures, and DUI checkpoints. This decision stems from violence associated with spring break in previous years. While some business owners express concerns about potential impacts on tourism, overall hotel occupancy has risen, indicating a positive reception to the measure.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
Oh, you know how it is. We're extremely stingy around here, no doubt about that. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1946, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill coins the term Iron Curtain in a speech at a Westminster College in Missouri. The Iron Curtain describes the communist regimes across Europe and Asia supported primarily by the Soviet Union. Churchill was vocal antagonist of the European communism. While his leadership helped defeat Hitler, he was concerned over the growth of the leftist regimes across Europe following World War II. That happened back on this date in 1946. If you're looking at some birthdays to celebrate today, Gabby Barrett turns 25, Justin Fields and Madison Beer turns 26, Michael Evans Belling turns 29, Cordy Wharton turns 34, Sterling Knight 36, Eva Mendes turns 51. Kevin Conley turns 51 as well. Also, let's see, Joel Osteen turns 62. Ben Gillette turns 70. Scott Swift, 73. And Bernard Arnault turns 76 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. Or I should say, I have one of those for you. It's Ash Wednesday. Yep, today is Ash Wednesday, in case you did not know. If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those. Why do people say tuna fish sandwich, but nobody says chicken bird sandwich? Just saying. I'm just asking the question. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the weirdest thing you've ever found lying on the ground or on the side of the road? The weirdest thing that you ever found. Keep in mind of the question there. Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. Odds are 1 in 4 that you are wearing this today. What is it? The color blue. Yep. In all these shades of blue where I run from you. In all these shades of blue. Oh, no, that's something else. Okay, so that's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. For the next couple hours or so, I'll be hanging out, talking about the world of music, entertainment, and playing some music if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't and you want to stay here on Safety FM, that's fine as well. You can do that, and you will talk to the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting, because that's what he does. Good times there for sure. So I appreciate you hanging out with me on this lovely Whip 'em Out Wednesday. Thanks for everybody who sent stuff over, because it was definitely interesting to see as we are talking, no doubt about that. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Great dancers are not great because of their technique. They are great because of their passion. And sometimes it's just unholy. Okay, that's it. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.